joined on the Starline by a friend of the program, Associate Communications Director at Vizio. We welcome back our friend, Chris Wolsey.
Sean, oh my gosh. So excited to be back talking to the coolest guy on the airwaves. How the heck are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's go binge watching Beyond the Mic. Chris, since we've last talked, you've moved over to our friends at Vizio. How will this change help you and our listeners?
Well, the amazing thing is everybody knows Vizio as the TV manufacturer. They know that we create a high quality product at a value price. But what a lot of people don't know, including people who own Vizio TVs, is that we also have our own free entertainment streaming service called WatchFree+. There are hundreds of free streaming channels and tens of thousands of movies and TV shows that people can watch absolutely for free on their Vizio device. Or if they don't have a Vizio TV, do not despair. All they have to do is download the free Vizio app from the Android App Store or the Apple App Store, and they open it up, create a free account on Vizio, click on Watch Free Plus, and they also can stream all of those live channels, literally a world of entertainment for free at their fingertips.
You have plenty of great romantic comedies that are up for grabs in the next week on Watch Free Plus. Which romantic comedy is your favorite?
We do. In fact, the next couple weeks, we have the Spring Showcase. So we know that spring has sprung, romance is in the air, and so we thought it would be fun to kind of highlight the rom-coms that we have. We have so many great rom-coms, and so we have done the Spring Showcase, and there's kind of a dating app theme going on. It's your movie match. So no matter where you fall on the romance spectrum, we want your fans to know that Vizio has them covered with the perfect rom-com this month. So we've got a bunch of great ones.
Mine, How Do You Know? I know someone who's a sucker for Reese Witherspoon movies and who doesn't love Paul Rudd. Who doesn't? I mean, come on. You can't hate him. Can you?
Oh my gosh. You physically cannot hate. Paul Rudd is the greatest everyman we currently have working in Hollywood. That's what I love about the guy. No matter what movie he's in, I always can relate to his character, except for maybe Ant-Man, because I have no special abilities. But other than that one, but How Do You Know is really great. I think anybody who has ever dated or seriously considered having a relationship with someone, you always wonder, like, how do I know? How do I know if this is the right person, the person that I'm supposed to be with? And so this movie kind of runs through that question with Reese Witherspoon's character. So she's dating Owen Wilson, who so often plays sort of a complicated character, shall we say.
Complicated.
Yes.
Well, we'll say that.
Okay, he's kind of a tool.
Yes.
But she sort of runs into Paul Rudd randomly, and all of a sudden she's thinking, wait, how do I know? How do I know? Am I supposed to be dating Owen Wilson, or am I supposed to be dating Paul Rudd? And Paul Rudd, everything in his life is falling apart, and he has a complicated relationship with his father, Jack Nicholson. And, you know, he thinks that is sort of the focus of his life. But then when Reese Witherspoon comes into his life, he has to rethink his priorities. And it's a fun, fun movie. I highly recommend it.
Another fun movie that my wife loves is 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, I love it. I love this movie for a lot of reasons. One is it's starring two of my absolute favorite actors, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who, man, that guy can almost do no wrong for me, and Zooey Deschanel, who does Cute and Quirky better than Zooey Deschanel, I do not know. And the other thing that I really love about this movie is I feel like the filmmakers really treat the idea of romance and relationships with the depth and complexity that the subject deserves. A lot of rom-coms, you know, they're very fun, but a lot of them are kind of stamped out of the same template, which is fine if that's what you're looking for. But this movie, I felt like, actually dealt with relationships in a very realistic way, because as you well know, my friend, Relationships are tough and they are complicated and they change from day to day and they require constant work and attention. And this movie really dives into that idea of sort of the challenges of a real relationship. And I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
You're a star hound. You love stars. And another star-studded movie is Our Family Wedding.
I do. I love me some good stars. And this cast is stacked. Very funny. So, like, you know, even if you've never been married, if you've just gone to weddings, you know that there is a certain amount of gravitas around the event. They're very serious. They can be very stressful, especially if things go wrong or if there are complicated relationships going on. And this one is not only intense for that reason, but also this is an interracial marriage. So this is America Ferrara and Lance Gross are getting married. So they're an interracial couple. And then the fathers, played by Carlos Mencia and Forrest Whitaker, both pretty intense individuals, I think, on their best day. And then Regina King and Angela Johnson are round out the mothers in this. And it is very, very fun. If you would like to witness the drama from afar of a very stressful wedding, this is definitely one you want to check out, Our Family Wedding.
I've got three weddings coming up this summer, one for my son, ooh, one for my niece. I've got another. It's just crazy. What are some other romantic favorites that are available on Vizio?
I mean, there are just so, so many. We have Cinderella Story, the young gal who played Lizzie McGuire. Do you remember who that was?
No, Hilary Duff.
Yes. Yes, adorable Hilary Duff. So sweet, she makes your teeth hurt.
So sweet, you have to see a dentist.
We have Sliding Doors. I mean, there's just all the classic rom-coms are in there. We've got a ton, literally over 50 rom-coms in this little stable of relationship fun that we have got going on at Vizio WatchFree Plus. So stop by and check it out. You can binge till your heart's content.
Vizio has 300 free live entertainment channels, 25,000 titles on demand. But since he passed away recently, do they have any Val Kilmer movies that can be streamed this month?
We definitely, we've got a mess of them. Like you, I was so saddened at the announcement that Val had passed away. And I immediately went looking into the WatchFree Plus library because he was one of my favorite actors. And I wanted to be able to kind of honor his memory and his career by seeing what we had available. And we've got some great ones. You know, I always love a good blockbuster. I'll never turn my nose up at that. But what I really love and what you and I have talked about often are those hidden gems.
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes because they maybe didn't get as much attention, didn't have as big a budget. But the thing that I loved about everything Val Kilmer did was that he always gave 150% no matter what the movie was. You knew that he was going to be intense in that film. And we've got a great one. I love period pieces. I love political intrigue. I love character actors. And this title has got it all. This is Kill the Irishman. And I looked it up. So it's about a turf war between the Irish mob and the Italian mob, ooh, in Cleveland in the late 60s. It's absolutely true. And Ray Stevenson plays the titular Irishman character who, I don't know if you remember, but he played Volstagg in the Thor franchise. We unfortunately just lost him as well. And his performance is through the roof in this one. But again, the cast is just stacked. It's Vincent D'Onofrio, Val Kilmer, Christopher Walken, Paul Sorvino, because as you know, there are laws in place that you can't make a mob movie without Paul Sorvino. So just a phenomenal film. It's great. You just got to check it out. It's a pressure cooker waiting to blow. It's really great.
My favorite is Real Genius. If you've watched it, you'll understand this next comment. The bunny slipper scene, the best.
Yes, absolutely.
If you don't, you have to go watch
so
it.
Great. Such a great, I mean, there's so many good, the popcorn scene, there's just so many iconic moments in that film. I was a gigantic fan.
Since we've talked, there's been wildfires in California, earthquakes, and the biggest potential nightmare, your son learning to drive. Which is scarier?
Well, we had an earthquake in the Vizio office yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? We had a earthquake 5.6 in San Diego. And I'm telling you, I was in the Orange County office and we absolutely felt that. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that sitting in the passenger seat while my son drives is far scarier than that earthquake was. But no, he is actually a great driver. I'm personally floored at how good he is doing. His sister went out on her first drive several years ago and totaled the car. And that is not hyperbole. She absolutely did total the car.
But she's okay.
And she's okay, and she's a great driver today. But my son, we pulled in the driveway after his first drive. He said, "How'd I do, Dad?" I said, "Great, you didn't total the car. It was phenomenal." Yeah.
It's time for the fast four sets of random things. See if you can see what they all have in common. There's no pressure.
Let's do this.
Unforgiven, Welcome to Mooseport, Prime Cut, and I Never Sang for My Mother. I mean, Father.
Okay, well, I think it's Never Sang for My Father. I'm going with Gene Hackman?
Correct, they're all Gene Hackman movies. Figure this one out. Omar Sharif, Jeremy Kemp, Warren Clark, and Major Wiley.
Okay, they were all in Top Secret with Val Kilmer.
Top Secret is correct. 2 for 2. Let's go for 3 for 3. Crash, Philip Seymour Hoffman, George Clooney, and Rachel Weisz.
All Oscar winners?
More specific, and it relates to someone we've talked about earlier this interview.
Let's see. Crash, Philip Seymour Hoffman, George Clooney, and Rachel Weisz. They were, why am I blanking on this?
Oscar winners for the year that Reese Witherspoon won her Oscar for Walk the Line.
That is very specific. My goodness.
It's tricky, but it relates to someone we've talked about earlier. Ricky the Dragon, Reggie, Coach Skip, and Rhett Vandergraff.
All voiced by Owen Wilson?
Correct. 3 for 4. Sneaking one more with Chris Woolsey. As we go binge watching Beyond the Mic, what's the one channel that's your favorite on Watch Free Plus?
That is a great question. I'm going to go with the Free Western Network channel. It's a new one, and we have all kinds of awesome Westerns, Western TV shows, Western movies. It is spectacular, and there's so many on there that I'm like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about, you know your Gunsmokes and things like that, but there are so many Western franchises out there. Really, really great stuff. So Free Western Network, check it out.
Time for the impossible question. Chris, if you couldn't watch one actor for the rest of your time from the following list, who are you tossing out? Who's the one actor you have to get rid of?
Oh boy.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Forrest Whitaker, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Quaid, Alec Baldwin, or Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, gosh. Why do you do this to me, Sean? Why do you torture me like this? I'm going to wake
up. That's why it's the impossible question.
2 in the morning tonight and go, that was wrong. You gave the wrong answer. You forgot about Enemy Mine. How could you say Dennis Quaid?
Got to pick one.
But I think it's a horse race between Jesse Eisenberg and... And that's only because I don't know. He could drop dead tomorrow. And I'm like, he hasn't made that many movies that I know about. And so I wish I would have picked him or Dennis Quaid, just because everybody else that you mentioned has something that is so precious in their canon that I couldn't bear to lose those. So I'm going to have to go with Dennis Quaid.
Oh, my goodness.
I love DOA. I love The Rookie. I love so many of his films. You made me do this, Sean.
Chris, where can people find Watch Free Plus?
They can find Watch Free Plus. If they've got a Vizio TV, they just turn it on, go down to Watch Free Plus, click on the icon, and you are off to the races. If you don't, do not fear. All you do is go to the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, download the free Vizio app, create a free account, and you are off to the races on your favorite mobile device.
He'll be back in June to shake up summer, thinks his son is a good driver, but increased his insurance anyway, and eliminated Dennis Quaid forever. He wants you to enjoy movies with Vizio. Chris Woolsey, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Always my pleasure, Sean. We'll talk soon.
And that, my friends, is binge watching Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.